Thank you, Lord. I'm glad to be here. I'm encouraged. I feel like going on. No matter how tough it gets, I still feel like going on. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Oh, yes. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials, they may come on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Oh, yes. Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, y'all, you know, y'all make it so easy. That's why I love y'all. Y'all make it so easy. I guess that's how it is when you're brothers and sisters. You know, brothers and sisters encourage you to go on, you know. So it's good. I'm glad to be here. Amen. I feel like going on. I'm excited. I love the Lord. And I love my wife. Almost 30 years, August the 24th. 30 years. A lot of my buddies say, oh, man, you won't last 6 months. I said, okay, watch and see. 30 years gone by. We still together. Amen. Hallelujah. She's the apple of my eye, the balm of Gideon. She's all right. She is all right. She's my friend, my best friend. You know? Amen. How long? Hallelujah. That's awesome. 40 years. Awesome. That's awesome. It just gets better and better. That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, a lot of my friends got divorced. I did work with some of them and try to encourage them. And I said, you know, I really feel that maybe you shouldn't marry this particular one. Oh, man, you don't know. 5 years later, they're not together. You know, sometimes you need to listen to wisdom. And I had my best friend. He had some issues. I talked to him the first time. He'd been making that mistake almost three times. But I thank God. And I would have been like that. Probably would have been like that. But God sidetracked me. You know. And I was going in a certain path, in a certain direction. And he said, you get on that side. You get on that side. Well, no, I want to get on that side. No, you get on that side. But thank God. So by me listening, I still got an excellent wife. Praise the Lord. I can go another 30 years. And then another 30 years. And then Jesus will come and that's it. Will there be any marriages in heaven? Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, we get along pretty good. She's my best friend. She's my best friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it becomes easier as you yield over to Christ. You know, it becomes much, much easier. Much easier. You know, you get some trials, you get some tribulations. But that's all right. You have to keep your mind focused of, you know, who do you serve? You serve Jesus, you know, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega, first and the last. He said, I'm a God and I can't lie. If I promise you something, I'm going to bring it to pass. He can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. When you get in a tight bind, just remember that. God said something and it's going to come to pass. He promised Abraham. He told Abraham. He said, Abraham, you see all this? To the north, to the south, to east and the west. Did you see it all? It's yours. Then he said, I'm going to bless you with a son. And Abraham, he just mocked at it. He said, I can't be. I'm too old. Almost 100 years old. My wife's almost 100. I said, I'm going to bless you with a son. And from that son, you have a multitude. And from the multitude, I'm going to bring the son of sons. I'm going to bring Jesus. And he promised him. Amen. What happened? 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. Amen. Hallelujah. And now we're saved. Now we have a new nature. Amen. We have the life that Jesus had. That life from the Father. This didn't come from the devil. Amen. It didn't come from the world. It came from the Father. Amen. So we guaranteed to be with the Father. Amen. Throughout eternity. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Throughout eternity. As you know, this morning we was talking about us. Sharing some good stuff with you about some of the things that I went through and was facing this week. And I made it through, thank God. You know, I thought there was a time when I was supposed to be off and that I ended up having to work. And then I didn't put the other part in that Saturday I had to work. Saturday past I had to work. So I had like a double load and lots of overtime. But praise God, I made it. I feel good now. And I tell you, when you get up here, it seems like, I mean, as much as I was going through physically and mentally and emotionally, when you get up here, it seems like it just, I don't know, it's just something different. You know, you feel like you can just conquer the world. Everybody just needs to stay up here all the time. Uh-oh. Nah, just teasing. It was awesome. I thank God for Pastor Tim and Gary and Pastor Dave. Alan, all the great speakers and preachers in this place. Oh, it's just wonderful. Appreciate all my brothers here, all my sisters. Oh, it's just wonderful. Because I know that we can make it. There's a lot of things that was promised to us. Seems like it's not coming to pass. But it's going to come to pass. Because God can't lie. Amen. I trust Pastor Dave. I trust the word. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. And all we have to do is just hold on. Just hold on. So all we got to do is hold on and just stay in the word. Stay in the word. Got to stay in the word. That's important. Because that word is life. It's medicine to your flesh. It's good for your mind. It makes you stable. Builds character in you. Builds integrity. That's what that mind would do. Because when you got the word of God as your backup, how can you lose? You can't lose. But truth, when you got truth, you can't lose. You can't lose. Pastor David had a lot of visions and a lot of dreams saying how one day this place is going to be, it's going to be just overrunning with a revival. And blessings and people being saved and set free and delivered. God promised us. He promised it. And all we have to do is just hold on. Hold on. That's all we got to do. Don't get frustrated. Don't get distracted. But stay on focus. Stay focused. Razor sharp. Stay focused. Ain't that something? You got to stay focused. Keep your mind on God's word. Watch, pray, do the message. And as we do the message, God's going to bring everything that he said to us is going to come to pass. And you know what? We're going to have the opportunity to be part of it. Amen. And to participate. Yes. We're not going to be spectators, but we're going to be participators. Amen. Yes. So, Richard, get ready. Get yourself. Grab yourself right here. Grab yourself right here. When you don't want to do it, get up. Grab yourself. Say, I'm not. Do you know this flesh can get you sidetracked? But you got to force yourself. You got to make yourself. I'm fine that I have to do that. Sometimes when I don't want to pray and I don't want to fast. And I said this morning, I don't like fasting, but I know I have to fast. And God has given me an ultimatum and I've got to do something. Sometimes when God tells you to do something and you don't do it, something can happen to you that you don't want to happen. So it's best to obey. So that's the position that I'm in. I got to do what God say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God's got something. And I told God, I said, Lord, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of it. I don't want to just be one just to come in and then just go. You know, I want to be here for the duration. And I want to hang in here and stay focused and stay narrow-minded and be obedient and listen and obey and do what God say. Because God is faithful. He is faithful. Thank you, Lord. So when a lot of times I don't want to do something, I have to do it. You have to do it. When you don't want to pray, you have to pray. When you don't want to fast, you have to fast. You have to do the things that we've been taught here. Because that's the only way that we can change. That's the only way I'm going to change. Is that I have to do it. There's an old saying that either you do it or you die. Praise God, I'm not going to be one that's going to die. I'm going to be the doer. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. And God has given me the strength. He's given me the grace. He said, son, don't worry. My grace is sufficient. And I was telling the Lord this week. I said, well, Lord, you know how challenging it can be. And I know I got to do it. I said, but how some things for me to stay on focus? How can I be not distracted? How can I? What do I do? He says, son, this is what I want you to do. And I heard him say this real clearly. He said, I want you to give me that thing that you love the most. He says, because I know how you are, I want you to give a little bit of it to me a little bit at a time. But be faithful where you are. And eventually I'm going to take it all from you. And there's some things that have distracted me. And now I know what I have to do. I have to do it. Thank you, Lord. Distractions. Watch out for distractions. I'm just pretty much just talking to you today. Is watch out for distractions. Watch out for. I had it here. Let me find it. Okay. These are some of my weak points that I'm gonna be working on, and that is. Is when it comes to avoid distractions, is when you and maintain that particular balance. I talked this morning about balance. You gotta have a balance. You gotta have a balance in everything that you do. So if it's nothing wrong with doing things that you enjoy, because God put things here for us to enjoy. But one thing that we have to must remember is that we must focus on doing what God told us to do first. Right. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Seek him first and make that your habit. Make that your lifestyle. Continue to seek him. Continue to stay before him. Continue to lay before him. And doing those keys that God gave us at this facility. Prayer, intercession, confession of the word. You got to speak the word, because if you don't speak the word, the devil can hammer you. He can hammer you with fears and torments. Jesus says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I gave you a sound mind, power. That's what I gave you. And you can take that and you can go forward and you can have the confidence that you need and continue to do what I say. So to avoid distractions, don't get too busy. Like work on your jobs. Don't get so busy that you worry about your job and making money. Well, you know, I got to make money. Okay, yes, you do have to make money. But remember, put God first. Do those things that he called us to do. And then you can do your job too as well. And Pastor Dave tells you, you got to do both. There's no more excuses. You have to, this is what you have to do. You do it all. And God can give you the grace and the strength to make it and where you can go where you need to go. And my wife and I, we're heading somewhere as we're going somewhere. But we can only do it in God's timing. And we can only do it when we get ourselves prepared and ready and go forth. Amen. Praise God. Another thing I want to watch out for is, you know, sometimes you can use it as an excuse. Nathan talked about excuses. Excuses. Well, I know one of my shortcomings, I need to get some rest. Sometimes my job is very strenuous. Have to get rest. Yeah, that's good. But I get enough rest. But then also, when it comes time, when the Holy Spirit, the unction comes on, you say, pray, you got to take out that time and pray. And then when he say, when you got to fast, you got to fast. Well, how can I fast on my job? It's no excuse. Because you know why? Because see, I pray God every day before I leave, my wife and I, we pray. I say, well, I pray and then she'll be praying. Give me strength. I'm 55 years old and I can outwork a 20-year-old. That's in my genes. And that's what I've been praying for. And God has honored that. And some of the guys said, man, how in the world you do that? I said, hey, I just know my God. Do you know God? Then they kind of hardcore, you know, some of the worldly guys. They don't want to hear all that. Oh, you know, well, that's nice. Well, I serve God, but I'm going to serve him at my own time. Okay, I understand. But I'm going to be right there. And I'm going to be the light. And my light's going to be constantly beaming on you. You ain't going to get away. And I'm on my job. That's how it is. They said, man, he's different. And see, the Bible says, if you let your light so shine among men, hey, you know, you're like a candle that's set on a hill. And it's not set there just to be there. It's there to shine, you know. So you can be a light. So you can be an example and people can be changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So those are things you work on. Complacency, indifference. Hey, the devil, he gonna try to use all that stuff. You know, especially if you don't do it, that's why you just get relaxed. And then you're not concerned about the world. You're not concerned about people that need to be saved. You're only concerned about getting your rest. Working. Taking care of your own business. But there's a dying world out there. They're dying. And it's our responsibility to be a light and to be a witness. And to live around them so that they would want to be saved. Amen. Praise God. So that's where we are. And in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it says here, in the fourth chapter, I believe something happened to me when Gary was talking about Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in the 22nd verse. There's something about that just went down in my spirit. And I said, oh, now I know how to do this thing. I really do know how to do it. You know, you can be around the word, but if you don't let that word become part of you, if you don't let that word abide in you and you abide in the word, if you don't let that transpire in your life, then you can miss it. But Gary said, he says, in the fourth chapter, in the 22nd verse, and it's just like, it felt like it was just brand new to me. It says that ye put off, and I underline that, put off. Put off. What does put off mean? Put off. Concerning the former conversations of the old man, put it off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He said, put it off, okay? Put off, all right? I did part of that. You know, I got rid of my old man. I got a new nature, And now all I have to do is stay focused and do what God tells me to do and be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Stay in my word. Stay in the prophecies. Pastor Tim and Gary is always focusing on the prophecies. Stay in those prophecies. Meditate those prophecies. Eat them. Memorize them until they become part of you. Same with the word. And so that your actions and your deeds can get the results. You learn how to walk in love. And that's what God called us to. He said he wants us to be people that walk in love and be lights and be examples. And then he says, renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then he said in the 24th verse, that ye put on. Okay, first of all, he said put off. Okay, I got that. But now he said, now you can put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And that's where I was talking a lot this morning about being a godly man before God and before people and your family and your friends, being godly man. You got to be a godly man. Be righteous. That's what godliness is. It's being righteous. Have a right standing with God. Walk in holiness. Holiness meaning you're born again. You got a new nature. But you don't do what the world does. You walk the walk of salvation, the way that God will want us to walk. You walk in holiness, separated from the world, a light that's set up on a hill. So we can put off, we can put on. Simple. That's all I needed. So now all I have to do, the Bible says, if you be not only a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. So now the doing part. Don't be distracted, but go ahead and do the word like you should. And then God can bring you forth and raise you up and make you the man, the godly man that he wants you to be. Amen. And that what we want to be? We want to be godly men and godly women. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to walk that path. Walk on that path. Be godly and love. Love one another. Be a light and be an example. Amen. Praise God. All right. There's a little something to think about. You're going to see a new Richard. Amen. A new Richard. Walk, I'm going to be walking. Be walking so I'm going to be so anointed. And I look at you, you're going to fall out. Huh? Hey, I'm believing God for that I can just do that and be to that point where that I look at you. He said, ooh, I feel something. I feel the anointing. You know, that's how I was with Pastor Dave. I seen it happen to Pastor Dave. Now, you know, this is just nothing, just another little dream. We know Jesus did it. The Bible says that Jesus was just walking by and all of a sudden, some of the people was trying to touch him. And the Bible says every time somebody touched him, they got healed. The Bible said he healed all of them. Can you imagine that? We've been right here, and Pastor Dave been right here, and the anointing be so strong, and people be crying. Couldn't even go forth in the service because the anointing be so strong, and people just falling out. And man, I like that. But that come from a lot of hard labor, you know, in God's presence, lots of fellowship. Nathan was talking about how Pastor Dave, how he fasts so many hours. I mean, so many days and years and months. And I mean, it was a little funny the way he said it, but hey, sometimes you might have to do that. Sometimes somebody have to be a pioneer and break that way. And then when we might not have to do quite as much, because if we just follow the instructions, we don't have to put in all that time, you know, 10 hours and 15 and 20 hours. We might not have to do it. But thank God somebody pioneered the way for us. So now if we just do it and be faithful to it, then the anointing can come. The anointing can come and people can get their deliverance and healing. So I like that. Oh, boy. That's what I want. I want. And you know, if you just look, look at this. This place is not filled up. But see, you can't look at the outward. Don't look at the outward. We're spiritual people. God's got a plan for us. If there's only one person left, that one person has to be faithful. And God can still do the signs and wonders and miracles that need to be taking place so that people can get their deliverance. Amen. So I just want to encourage everybody. Hallelujah, because I'm encouraged. Thank you, Lord.